Everyone who has set a goal and then achieved that goal, shout hallelujah. I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call. Goals are an everyday part of our lives. Goals help us establish a plan and a pathway to achieve that plan. Goals help us to stay focused on the direction we're headed, and they help us to get back on track when we are distracted. All of us have a goal or two sitting around somewhere. Some goals are short-term, like let's get to work on time this week. And some are long-term, like how about moving up the corporate ladder and grabbing that promotion? Some are short-term, getting that resume together today. And some are long-term, getting the job or career of your dreams. Some goals are personal, realistic, aspirational, easy, hard, and some are just plain challenging. Angie Morgan and Courtney Lynch, two former Marine captains, write in their book, Leading from the Front, that goal setting is easy in theory, but a successful journey requires at least four steps. The first step is courage. Change, even if it's for the better, can make you real nervous. It doesn't mean you won't ever be afraid. It means you learn how to push ahead in spite of your fears. For God didn't give us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind, according to God's word. The second step is initiative. If you have the greatest plans in the world, but they never go beyond paper, you will not get to your desired result. Initiative means you take some action. Try it today, no matter how small. Make a telephone call, set up an appointment, do some research, take that initiative and move forward. The third step is perseverance. Some goal achievement seems to happen overnight, but most of them happen over time. Keep at it, even when things are moving slow and doubt or old fears show up or other people put roadblocks in your way. Just stick with it. And the fourth step is integrity. Impatience leads some people to compromise ethics or standards in order to reach their goals quickly. As tempting as it may be to cheat your way to the top, yield not to temptation. As the hymn writer declares, then ask the Savior to help you. Okay, here's your marching orders today. Talk to the Lord, get directions and guidance first, then set your goals. Remember, you're going to need courage, initiative, perseverance, and integrity to get it all done. I'm Vashti McKenzie, and I'm getting ready to get real busy setting up my goals today. This is your wake-up call.